so much of the last year has been spent on the engineering side of putting the projects in play. We identified through the Tuscaloosa Forward process 41 infrastructure or housing projects to redevelop our city. We have completed 9, so we're about 25% through. In the meantime, getting the funding, then the engineering into play over the last 2 years has been a phenomenal accomplishment. When we passed our rebuilding plan, we didn't have one dime. And so, you know, putting together over $100 million has not been an easy endeavor, especially in a post-recessionary environment and with Congress, who doesn't have the resources that it had in previous years.
What have some of the challenges been in this process? What are some of the obstacles in keeping the progress going forward?
Well, it's no doubt been the greatest challenge of my professional career, and some of the biggest challenges have obviously been funding. The second is dealing with 5,000 different property owners who have so many unique concerns. The majority of those properties that were impacted were rental, and with a median income of less than $25,000. In many cases, we had properties that were impacted by floodways. We had other properties that were built prior to the 60s, which meant they were non-conforming with over 40 years of federal, state, and local laws. So, you know, dealing with all those issues on top of an infrastructure system that, to say the least, was old and in need of massive upgrades. So, you know, it's not as easy as saying we'll go back and rebuild, because, quite frankly, you couldn't have done that anyway because there wasn't the infrastructure to support it. So working through all those issues has been a challenge. But the good news is that it's created us taking the long view of building back strategic and doing what we said we would do. How many times have we seen governments create master plans and put them on a shelf and never do nothing with them? We've taken this master plan, and we've already implemented 25% of it, and that's astonishing when you considered when we adopted it, we didn't have a dime to pay for.
This will be a different-looking Tuscaloosa than someone who was here three years and a day before.
Absolutely. I mean, we are working to elevate ourselves, and that doesn't come out of City Hall. That comes from the people we work for. They demanded it coming out of this. They've been through hell and back, and they wanted us to live up to our potential. On April 26, 2011, we had many communities impacted by the tornado that were not living up to the high standard we should be setting for everyone in this community, and they wanted better. And I'm proud that they led us to implement the Tuscaloosa Forward Plan, which is now, I think, people already beginning to see its long-lasting impact, stronger, smarter, safer. That's what we're working for every single day, and it's coming to fruition.
I know, taking a look at the long view here, is there any community or any city or town or anything that is built back after a disaster that you're kind of modeling Tuscaloosa's progress on theirs?
There's no one that has built back. Everyone, first of all, it's impossible to compare cities. You know, you look at Joplin, for example. They're going through the same issues that we're going through. But yet you can't compare that because, you know, the socioeconomic data or the infrastructure data. It's very difficult, and I think it's not appropriate in some ways to compare. That being said, I think, you know, for us, it's learning the lessons of communities that did not build back well. In those communities that we examined after April 27th, it was because there wasn't the long view. They didn't take the opportunity to look at infrastructure. They didn't take the opportunity to look at zoning, and they didn't take a look at, you know, how do we transform communities that were not living up to their potential. And they regretted it because you can't undo it. There is no reset button. And I was glad that our community understood this and embraced it and really propelled city government to take the long view. And so for us, it was more or less looking at places that did not rebuild as good as they could after a catastrophe.